This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Two morning hosts, two very different vacations.
John, off in the Mexican sun in Cabo San Lucas. Tammy, the chilly, chilly, chilly state of Wisconsin.
And when she says chilly, she's way, way lowballing.
But we had a beautiful reason for flying back to Wisconsin for our vacation. Mama Barbara.
Oh my God, wait. Your mother-in-law, Mama Barbara?
Yes.
Who at one time was our Olympic correspondent?
Yep.
Who has all kinds of wonderful, whimsical Wisconsin phrases?
Yep, we're getting into that.
Yes.
We were just talking about you last week, and we were using one of your catchphrases. What's the catchphrase we use of yours all the time?
Hot diggity.
I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
Hot diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
That's the one. How was this basically kind of little family reunion tonight?
It was fabulous. Very, very warm. Very excellent food by an excellent chef and his wife.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian, you are the one who cooked everything tonight. What were you recreating this evening?
Well, it's a meal that's been happening well before I was born. And so I grew up with my grandmother making this meal.
Made it Christmas Eve. We couldn't have anything but fish. We couldn't have meat.
Yeah. And so my mother had learned from your mother, my grandmother, how to make these dishes. And I've had this every Christmas Eve of my life. And so I was talking with my cousins, and they were telling me how much they would love to experience that again. And I mean, the whole point of this meal is to share it with people you love and to let this tradition that's been happening for so long carry on.
Excellent.
So it's just been a magical night to let them, you know, rekindle that that the warm feeling that our grandmother, and your mother, I mean, there was no light that burned brighter than Lena Zarletti, and she was, and no better cook than her, too.
Was something.
Barb, now, don't you think that Brian did a pretty darn good job of recreating her meal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was an honest effort. This is how I express love. I learned this from her, from my parents. This is how I express love, is through food and tradition and sharing it.
Well, it was absolutely lovely, and I loved watching all you guys together, too, and everything that you share. Yeah. And thank you for inviting us to be a part of it, Brian.
Thanks
it was
for
fabulous.
The track.
You bet.
Ice cold Wisconsin.
I know.
Wow, that is freaking beautiful.
It was such a great time.
Anytime during this meal, this long table of loud Italians and unbelievable smelling food and keeping traditions alive, I mean, you had to get emotional. I'm sure your husband must have been very emotional.
Definitely, my husband was emotional.
His side of the family.
It's his side of the family. And I didn't get emotional in that respect. I just kept, like, who haven't I talked to yet? And then I had to go spend time with them and then move on to the next person. I just enjoyed it so much.
If at any time you're thinking to yourself, why would you fly from San Diego to Wisconsin just to hang out for a dinner with, you know, your family. Mm. Well, you just don't know Italians.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. It was beautiful.
I, too, had a family reunion in a completely different part of the globe.
Because you were cousins, too, right? It was your cousins?
It was my sister and brother-in-law and my cousins and my girlfriend, a total of 18 of us invading Cabo, the San Jose side, which I think is why it's closed down today. They're cleaning things up.
Maybe.
A recap at 7:05, including a reason why my sister's not too happy with me. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A bad day for Hollywood deaths from totally different age groups yesterday. First of all, we found out early that we lost actress Michelle Trachtenberg, 39 years old, from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. That was a shock.
Well, apparently she had had a liver transplant sometime in the last year, and she never talked about it or made any public statements over it. She was only 39 years old, so we're not really sure exactly what happened, whether her body rejected that liver transplant or there was something else going on. But certainly just way too young for us to lose someone like her, who my daughter grew up with, you know, watching her with Pete and Pete. And then, of course, she fell in love with Gossip Girl. She said Georgina was one of her favorite characters ever.
Let's not forget Harriet the Spy. Mm-hmm. I, you know, as a guy, I found her through Euro Trip, which she was awesome, very funny in. And it's just sad. I feel even more bad because her mother is the one who found her.
Oh, so sad.
I want to see the whole world, and I want to write down everything.
The movie that made her a star, Harriet the Spy.
And if this is my last day as Gossip Girl, thanks to you, I'm going out with a bang.
And of course, the character Georgina from Gossip Girl.
In not so surprising news, but somewhat alarming, is what happened. Legendary, and I can't even say that enough. Legendary Hollywood actor Gene Hackman, 2-time Oscar winner, 5-time Golden Globe winner, was found passed away in his home in New Mexico, 95 years old. But the weird thing is his wife and his dog were also found dead, which I guess if we're speculating can only be assumed there was some type of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, because they don't believe that there was any kind of foul play. So, I mean, that's probably the cause. And, of course, we'll find out more as they know more. But two people, it's just sad. And now Gene Hackman lived a long, long great life, huge career. He and his wife were married for 35 plus years. You know, so I guess if it's time to go when you're 95, you go with your wife and your dog with you too. I mean, I don't know. There's something a little poetic about that.
I agree. The Oscars are on Sunday, and as far as I'm concerned, you better start scrapping whatever stupid comedy banter you have and just dedicate maybe an entire hour to the career of Gene Hackman, and that couldn't even sum it up. This is an interesting story. Gene Hackman was part of the Pasadena Playhouse with another kid you may have heard of, Dustin Hoffman, who were both voted least likely to succeed in their class. Which, by the way, really good way to build up aspiring talent.
You know, two of the most successful actors ever, right?
I guess they showed their classes. The guy has been in so many movies, and in every one of them, he was a man among boys when it came to the acting skills.
I loved him in the movie The Firm, where he's not a good guy, but then at the end, he kind of redeems himself a little bit. The Birdcage, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Gene won his second Oscar for playing just a horrible, horrible character in the movie The Unforgiven. The only acting award given in that movie, which is kind of saying a lot since Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman were his co-stars. I personally remember him the best as the troubled yet awesome coach in the movie Hoosiers, about a small, small town high school Indiana basketball team that goes all the way to Wayne State. This man was an absolute freaking legend.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
I love you guys.
Oh, God, I love that movie. What a life, what a career. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And win or lose, you are going to experience a city cruise. Your choice. How about a champagne brunch or a sunset dinner cruise? Good luck choosing. They're great options. But either way, you've got that decision to make by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Oh, Tammy.
Yeah, so you're already glowing with your nice tan from your time in Mexico. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
You look relaxed.
I'm so relaxed. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of waiting for someone to bring me my Bailey's and coffee this morning.
Yeah,
but apparently
good
I'm
luck
not,
with that.
Not in Cabo anymore.
No, you're not.
I had just the best week. I spent it with my family, my cousins, my sister and brother-in-law, my girlfriend Sam, getting to know the family.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning weather.
Yeah.
Beautiful locale. We all know Cabo. I don't have to talk it up too much, but I'm in trouble with my sister because we went off site, a few of us, on the last night to a beautiful restaurant in the hills, totally secluded. It was called, well, that was a point of contention. That's why my sister, Judge Gina, is kind of irritated with me.
Okay, interesting.
Well, we're doing our first venture off site tomorrow. Where are we going for good things?
Acre.
And what's Acre?
A farm-to-table beautiful resort.
Hang on.
And I've been working at Acre for about 2 years. My husband is driving.
Acre?
Oh, that's what I heard it was called. That's what they called it.
So Sam says, we're going to Acre. I'm like, how do you spell that? She goes, A-C-R-E. I'm like,
well, I know how it's spelled.
Sure, that's not
Acre?
Are you sure it's not Acre? She says, no. She says, maybe there's an accent on it. And I go, is there? She goes, no. I'm like, that's Acre, babe.
I'm Alexa La Vega, and I'm the restaurant manager. I've been working here at Acre around.
I think the restaurant manager's got it wrong. I think it's Acre.
She's at it.
We just changed our mind about going.
So I wasn't joking about my sister being irritated. If you can just tell the abrupt change, the vocal shift in her voice just then.
She's at it.
We just changed our mind about going.
She was irritated with me.
I understand why. Well, first of all, she felt stupid, right?
Stop.
Sure she did.
Oh, brothers
sure she
and sisters. Do you know, because you and Jessica are the same way. Do you know the amount of crap my sisters give me? This is what brothers and sisters do. We play with each other. That's not my fault that not every brother or sister has a radio show. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
She can tell her
in the moment.
Yes.
She felt stupid. I could totally understand why she felt like, oh, I feel so dumb. Well, of course, because you're the brother, she's going to be mad at you. Of course she is.
But wait, we get to this beautiful place. I don't even know how she found it. Secluded. You had to walk through this path through what seems like a jungle. To you're in this unbelievable Michelin rated restaurant, by the way. Oh my God, it was so great. Highlight of the trip as far as food. And someone says Acre.
Really?
So now I don't know if my making fun is legit because, yes, the restaurant manager on their website clearly says Acre, but several of the employees also said Acre. So, Gina, I am sorry. I'm going on our radio show and saying I am sorry because apparently other people cannot read the word either.
They said unless that's just how it's pronounced. Okay, hang on.
Hey, Siri, how do you say Acre in Spanish?
In Spanish, Acre is Acre.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Gina, I'm sorry. Turns out, not only were you not incorrect, you were speaking the native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the American. Hey, where's the Acre?
And maybe because the manager on the website, because they were catering to...
Me?
Maybe.
We're going to say it very slow so you can understand. It's Acre. Wow. I've been educated. Too bad Gina's not here. Oh, well. Great news. The Sneaky Sound send-off returns. We're sending you to Florida for the Tortuga Music Festival.
No, it's Florida, John. Florida.
7:50, it's back. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Out to Shania, who's in Alpine. What's going down, Shania?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Really well. Thank you. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Shania, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Need to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay, Shania?
Okay.
The Price is Right's 10,000th episode was yesterday. Who hosts The Price is Right?
I'm not sure.
Michelle Trachtenberg passed away at the age of 39. She was Harriet in Harriet the Spy. What comedian and former daytime talk show host was her co-star?
Jay Leno.
True or false? After winning the Screen Actors Guild Best Actor Award, Timothy Chalamet became the youngest Screen Actors Guild Award Best Actor winner ever.
True.
William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe as Captain Kirk. What actor played Captain Kirk in the 2009 Star Trek film reboot?
I don't know.
And finally, a man was arrested after scaring people with a Chucky doll. Chucky was, of course, the star of the Child's Play film series. How many Chucky movies were there?
Five.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Shania, tell me something good. What's going on with you today?
Just heading into work. It's my first week back after a 2-week vacation.
Oh, those are always, that's always the hard day, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So what were you doing last week at this time?
Last week at this time, I was in Wyoming.
Okay.
Nice.
I love hanging out with those. I give myself a week when I'm on vacation and I come back. Oh, last week at this time I was doing it. But only a week. Other than that, it gets kind of depressing. Yeah, okay, guys, you got to move on. All right. So Shania did 1 out of 5. She's still in Wyoming mode.
You bet.
Timmy, the Price is Right's 10,000th episode was yesterday. Who's the host?
Drew Carey.
That is right. That's overall, clearly. I mean, okay. Bob Barker obviously got that started. Has the majority of them, but Drew's been doing it for a while now. Mm-hmm. All right, 1-0 because Shania didn't know. Michelle Trachtenberg sadly passed away at the age of 39. She was Harriet and Harriet the Spy. What comedian and former daytime talk show host was her co-star?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Shania went with Jay Leno, which would have been an interesting casting choice.
Hey, Harriet, what are you spying for?
Pardon the bad Jay Leno imitation. My first attempt at it. I'll never do it again. It's 2-0, Tammy. Tammy, true or false? After winning the Screen Actors Guild Best Actor Award, Timothy Chalamet became the youngest SAG Best Actor winner ever.
I'm trying to think of younger people who might have won the award because there's so many young people who've been nominated. But the winner, I'm going to say true.
It is true.
So I'm thinking of like the girl who won for the piano and all that stuff.
Yeah, this is actor. This is not
supporting actor. Okay.
Not actor, not actress. Actor. And he played Bob Dylan, of course, A Complete Unknown. He's 29 years old. Prior, at the ripe age of 32. So they didn't really recognize the youth in the SAG, at least. Nicolas Cage was the previous at 32 for Leaving Las Vegas. It's 3-1. Shania knew that. William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe as Captain Kirk. What? Isn't he like 95 years old?
Yeah, but you know what? When you watch him talk and speak, he doesn't seem 95 at all.
Okay, but
yeah.
I mean,
well, why not?
What actor played Captain Kirk in the 2009 Star Trek film reboot?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine is right, and I didn't know. 4-1, Tam. And finally, a man was arrested after scaring people with a Chucky doll. Chucky, of course, was the star of the Child's Play film series. How many Chucky movies were there?
Like 8 billion of them.
I need something more specific than that.
I know. Because they're Chucky, Bride of Chucky, all that stuff. I'm just going to throw out a number and say 7.
You missed 1, 8, Child's Play, 1, 2, and 3, Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, Curse of Chucky, Cult of Chucky, and the 29 reboot Child's Play for 8 Chucky movies, that little doll.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, not to mention the TV series, little dolls made a lot of money for a lot of people. Today, Shania, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but pretty sure you're going to love the prize that you do get.
We have a pair of tickets for you to choose. One of 2 experiences aboard City Cruises. You can choose the Premier Dinner Cruise or the Premier Bottomless Mimosa Brunch Cruise.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Shania, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you playing. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Shania in Alpine, and I've flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Sometimes we meet the most interesting people on an airplane. I mean, a lot of us try to avoid talking to strangers on an airplane. I totally get that. And I had that experience.
Who's the most interesting person you've ever met on an airplane? 833-287-1037.
So this airplane story started out so horrible. My husband and I had an aisle seat and a window seat. No one was sitting in the middle. We're like,
beautiful.
Score, right? All that extra room. And right before the plane is going to get ready to leave, I hear the flight attendant several rows ahead of me talking to a woman, and she's standing up. And the flight attendant said, well, all that's left are middle seats. I'm the first one. So she said, here you go. You can sit right there. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to move over, right? Whatever. I was kind of hoping we'd get that middle seat. Well, the woman comes to sit down with us, and I say, I'll take the middle because my husband's at the window. You can have the aisle.
Very nice of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. She said, thank you. And she's like, I'm so sorry, but she had to leave her seat because the whole seat was wet for some reason. She couldn't sit there on the flight, right? Anyway, I was like, no big deal. I feel so bad for you because she had a nice window seat that she was happy with. We're having a nice conversation. She seems like a lovely human. Then she notices that my husband is watching some nature show and she sees birds and she looks at him and she said, oh, are you a birder? And my husband's like, well, I love all different kinds of birds. And he started talking about birds of prey. And I'm like,
there's a term called birder.
Mm-hmm, a birder.
Didn't know that.
Yes. And my initial reaction was, I should have given Kurt the middle seat because they're going to sit and talk about birds this whole flight.
Tammy's husband, Kurt's a bit of a talker, in case you haven't figured it out.
And so many different subjects that he could have lots of conversations about. And at first I was annoyed because they're talking. I'm in the middle of them having this conversation. So anyway, they finished their conversation. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to watch something during this flight back to San Diego. And they had a couple of other interchanges, and I heard her say something about that she's an owner of a company where they do tours to go bird watching. And as I'm watching my show, I'm sitting there thinking, gosh, something about her seems familiar. Not her particularly, but what she was talking about.
She's flying here to San Diego.
Yes. And then it hit me, John. We're talking about the event she is going to today when we go to KUSI later this morning. She is here for the San Diego Bird Festival, which celebrates birds and the habitats of San Diego County. And then there's all kinds of vendors who come and experts who come and they talk about this. So I said to her, I'm like, is this where you're going when you fly to San Diego? And she's like, oh my God, yes.
So just a bit of a background. Tam and I every Thursday stop into KUSI to talk to Lauren, who's the host in the morning, about what's happening this weekend. We've been doing it for a few months now. We love doing it. And that's one of the how coincidental, one of the things we'll be talking about later on this morning on KUSI, about 9:40 this morning, as a matter of fact.
So I met Julie, who's a co-owner of Naturalist Journeys, Nature, Birding, and Ecotourism.
You should bring her with you to talk about it instead of me. I can go home early.
Right. That would be awesome. But yeah, so she's a co-owner of this company. You can go all over the world. They do tours in the United States. You can go to South America. You can go to Cabo on a specific tour.
That is so crazy, because while I was in Cabo this past week, my cousin Johnny G, every bird that flew over, he knew about.
Really?
Every bird. Guess what? He's a birder. He would love this person.
You should introduce him to Kurt, my husband Kurt. Okay. They can have all kinds of talks.
So that's an interesting person on an airplane. You got lucky. 833-287-1037. Share with us the most unusual, interesting person that you've ever sat next to on an airplane. Who knew? You actually really enjoyed flying with this person.
And who knew that I would get to know a birder besides my own husband?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy sat next to a very interesting passenger on her flight home from San Diego, a professional birder, who ended up talking over Tammy to her husband, Kurt, because Tammy was in the middle the entire flight.
It was great, though. She was a wonderful human.
833-287-1037. Heather in La Mesa, the most interesting person you've ever met in, row 20, seat A.
So my parents were coming down to visit. They live in a teeny tiny town in north central Washington. And my sister and I live here in San Diego. I don't know if it was empty nest syndrome. I don't know what the heck happened. They're both super suspicious by nature. But there was this guy. He apparently looked lonely. I don't know. So they get to talking to him. And they're telling me about this guy they met on the plane and how sweet he is, and he's going to come up and visit. I'm like, what the heck? What do you know about him? And they're like, well, he was in the military. He's from Afghanistan. He was an interpreter. So now, 10 years later, he is my brother. Everybody thinks he's my brother, and I adore him, and I have a nephew, and he's gotten married, and all this random dude that my parents would never normally talk to. Now I have a brother.
So let me just,
from a plane trip.
Let me just try to summarize here. Your parents sit next to a stranger. They found him quite endearing. They come to your house. Oh, dear. Well, he's the nicest boy. He's coming here later. Right?
Now every year we spend Christmas together.
That's awesome. So that is awesome. What a great story.
It's crazy, but it's great. I love him to death, and my nephew's adorable. But yeah, just super random stranger.
Sometimes you gotta just trust your instincts, I mm-hmm. guess. Good for your parents.
Jesse and Escondido, the most interesting person you met on a plane.
I would like to nominate my son when he was little as being the most interesting person on the plane.
Okay.
Because my husband and him flew to New York for the first time. He was only about 9 years old, and they separated him. They actually moved their seats around. And so my husband politely asked if they could push seats with the gentleman that was there, and the guy said no. He goes, okay, well, I wish you luck. Here you go. It's a red-eye flight. And my husband went back to his seat, sat down, put on headphones, and went to sleep. And my son talked to this man the entire night, overnight, about volcanoes and dinosaurs and planets and space and imaginary friends. And halfway through the flight, the guy asked if he could switch back with my husband. He goes, oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. I love everything about this story.
Talking to this kid who was so excited to fly to New York that he didn't sleep once on the red eye.
That's great.
And that is not a short flight.
No. And man, your husband got some good sleep. He's like, dude, he's all yours.
He asked politely. He goes, I asked, babe. He said no, and I went back to my seat.
4 minutes away from hopefully calling your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Of course, Saturday, our headliner is Jelly Roll. Perhaps you heard of this kid. He's got a nice career going for him.
Jelly, I know. It's been interesting because when he was done with touring last year, he celebrated by throwing his cell phone into the Cumberland River. And my first thought was like, can I give that phone to somebody else? But whatever. He hasn't replaced it yet. Apparently, he does his communicating through his laptop.
Laptop. It's been cool. I got a laptop. I email like it's 1998. I'm just waiting on the dial-up modem. It's awesome, dude. No, it's so much cooler. And, of course, I mean, this is probably too inside baseball, but, I mean, I always have somebody around me. So it's not management assistant. Somebody is constantly, you know. So the only place where I don't have a phone where people can get me if they need me is when I'm at home, and that's where I don't need to be got.
That's actually a really nice feeling. I barely touched my phone all week while on vacation, and it was a fabulous feeling. I'd love to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't have what Jelly Roll has, constant handlers doing things for me. As try as I might.
Not while you're on vacation.
Hasn't happened yet. What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're alluding.
You know what I'm alluding to, Jessica.
Oh, I'm not going to allude it. 100% is true. What was the text he sent us yesterday?
Here we go.
Do you remember? John goes, well, I didn't get an email. What are we talking about on KUSI? Because I send an email every Monday.
This is what John sent.
Yes,
also, I didn't see an email. What are we doing on KUSI?
We do a Thursday gig every morning on KUSI, by the way.
I said, well, you're on the email. And John texted back, I put it in a different way. I haven't checked email all week because I've been on vacation.
Thank you. I'm telling you, that's a glorious feeling.
I know it is. But you were home and you were like wondering what's going on.
I wasn't home. I was in the airport when I texted that. I was still in beautiful Cabo.
You were in the airport where you could have looked at your email.
Oh, my God. I had you.
It was quicker and easier is what I'm saying.
So Jelly Roll doesn't have a phone. Time for the Road to Stagecoach.
Okay.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Susan in North Park. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for asking. Would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, I'm sorry, but could you please exit the office?
You bet. Good luck.
Susan, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to have $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, Susan. True or false? A marketing firm says that Taylor Swift brings $500 million in publicity to the NFL. Is that true or false?
I'd say true.
Lester Holt is stepping down from hosting the nightly news he's hosted for the past 10 years on which network?
Pass.
Colin Farrell says he has, quote, no deep desire to go through the makeup process necessary to turn him into what DC franchise villain that he plays?
The Penguin?
The 1965 musical drama The Sound of Music turns 60. Julie Andrews starred as Maria, the governess of what singing family?
Pass.
And finally, Kate Mara turns 41 today. Kate played Zoe Barnes in what Netflix political drama starring Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright Penn?
Oh, I know this, and again, I'm so nervous, I'm going to pass.
You're talking to a big radio dope. What are you nervous for?
Just because I've always wanted to play this, and I know how amazing Tammy is.
All right, Susan, let's get her back in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Tammy, today, Susan went 1 out of 5.
Okay.
True or false? A marketing firm says that Taylor Swift brings $500 million in publicity to the NFL.
I would say probably true.
According to this marketing firm, Taylor Swift brings $1 billion in publicity to the NFL. Even when she's booed, it's good for business, keeps the conversation going. Now we know why the NFL insists on showing her every time. She's $1 billion?
Wow.
Can you imagine that power?
Yeah.
It's 0-0.
Well, not both, really, but...
No, I can't. You both got it wrong. Lester Holt stepping down from hosting the nightly news that he's hosted for the past 10 years on which network?
NBC. So, one of the most amazing interviews I've ever had the honor to do was having him in studio. And darn it, John, you were sick that day and didn't get to be there.
I think you got me sick. Just so you can have that to yourself. I'm not even half joking. Yeah. I think you wanted that interview to yourself. 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Colin Farrell says he has, quote, no deep desire to go through the makeup process necessary to turn him into what DC franchise villain he currently plays.
The Penguin.
Yeah, he's getting all kinds of awards. I've not seen it yet. It's on the to-do list. I heard it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's 2-1, Tammy, because Susan knew that. The 1965 musical drama The Sound of Music turns 60. Julie Andrews stars as Maria, the governess of what singing family?
The Von Trapp family.
The Von Trapp family is correct. Susan didn't know. It is now 3-1. And finally, Kate Mara turns 41 today. Kate played Zoe Barnes in what Netflix political drama starring Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright Penn?
What is the name of it? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
It's almost exactly what Susan said. House of Cards, if I'm not mistaken, is the first ever original streaming series.
Okay.
So today we finish with a score of 3-1, Tammy. Sorry, Susan, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but not sorry because you're getting a great prize.
Yes, a pair of tickets aboard your choice of one of two experiences on City Cruises, either their premier dinner cruise or their premier bottomless mimosa brunch cruise.
Thank you so much. Tammy, I came in knowing I was going to lose against you, and I did know a couple of the other answers, but again, being nervous, the mind went blank, but as always, congratulations to you.
Wow, thank you. So you know what I'm talking about when all of a sudden there's just nothing there, and you know there's but you can't. You have a big fat zero in your head.
You know what I call that? Every day. All right, well, ladies, Susan, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Susan from North Park, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I think there's many of us who have said, oh, I have such a crush on that person, to our significant other, and we just don't think much about it. A lot of times it's a celebrity or someone maybe that you mutually know. But is it weird if that person you admit to kind of having a crush on is texting with you?
Aaron in Point Loma, can you relate to what Tammy just said?
Yes. Actually.
All right, go ahead with your story.
So my fiance just told me about his work crush at work, and it feels super weird.
Not because he said, I have a crush on this person, like I was talking about, but you feel that it goes further than that.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, I'm reading between the lines here. They work together every day, and, you know, I've seen the text she sends him, and they seem really flirty to me. And you know, she's married and has kids, and he says it's nothing. And he says nothing will ever happen, but, you know, he wanted me to know about her just in case I got the wrong idea.
So he thought that if you saw some of those texts, you would take them to say that they were being flirty with each other.
Does he think they're flirty?
No. He does not think the texts are flirty, but they are. And
even though he was like, he was upfront with me about it, which is great, but I still feel like he's deflecting the situation. And I don't know, now I'm all suspicious and maybe there's more to the story. Like, should I be worried? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I have what I call a work wife here. And I'm sorry, Tammy. It's not you. Don't get all hopeful looking. I know. You had a dream, kid.
Oh, my God. You have lots of work wives. Let's be honest.
I do not. Don't turn me into a work floozy. I have a work wife across the glass. Her name is Dorothy. And she and I are very, very tight. We text all the time. She's married. I've got a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cool with it because it's tongue-in-cheek work wife, yeah. Work husband. The texts aren't flirty, though. They're just funny and making fun of people mostly. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is your fiance having fun, joking around, texting like I do with Dorothy, in your mind considered flirty, or is it somewhat more than that? And maybe you can come up with one.
I mean, it's like inside jokes and stuff, right? Like, things that I wouldn't even understand. I can't really remember exactly, but like, you know how you flirt with your crush. Like, it's just like winky face emojis and like LOL and
that's the difference between me and Dorothy. We don't crush on each other. We just jokingly call each other work wife, work husband. Okay. Yeah. All right. And he did say crush.
No, he didn't say crush. He said work wife.
Oh.
I'm filling in crush.
You feel crush. He insists work wife like I just did.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, let's sort out and see what kind of advice we can get. 833-287-1037. Do you think Aaron is overreacting? Do you think there's something to be reacting about? We want your opinion.
833-287-1037. And Aaron, if you wouldn't mind just chilling, hanging out, and we'll see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. I think they're going to give you some good advice. They usually do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. Hang on. John and Tammy, it's Love or List 'Em. 833-287-1037 on KSON.
My fiance just told me about his work crush at work, and it feels super weird. They work together every day, and, you know, I've seen the text she sends him, and they seem really flirty to me. And, you know, she's married and has kids, and he says it's nothing. And he says nothing will ever happen, but, you know, he wanted me to know about her just in case I got the wrong idea.
That's Aaron in Point Loma. She needs your help. She wants to know if you think she should love him. Trish and La Mesa, what do you think?
Well, my overwhelming first response is if you play with fire, you get burned.
So, ...
If you play with something that you're just tipping your toes where you could really get into hot water. And if you care about the relationship, you don't do that.
Thank you, Trish.
Aw, you're welcome. Love you guys.
Nicole and El Cajon, what do you think she should do?
Yeah, a couple thoughts. I mean, I think, first of all, I think it may be worth revisiting the conversation with him and letting him know you're uncomfortable and, you know, reasons why you're uncomfortable. And I think another idea is possibly getting together with, like, as a double date so you can meet her and see them, you know, in person and just flush out any other maybe insecurities or questions, concerns.
Yeah, I love how you thought about it and thought, okay, let's just take it in a way that maybe things can make you feel more comfortable, because he was upfront about it.
Yeah, and I think you know, if he was upfront and you're still uncomfortable, I think your feelings are also valid that, you know, he's brought it up, but you're still not comfortable, and I think it's worth, revisiting with your fiance.
I love your thoughts. Thank you, Nicole.
Aaron, you heard what our KSON loyal listeners had to say, but what do you think you want to do? What's Aaron saying to Aaron?
I think I'm going to stick it out for a little bit. Like, I don't think there's enough there to really, like, break it off.
You think maybe that you're reading in too much to it?
I do. But I love him. And we've been together for a long time, and the truth is, he was upfront about it with me, and so I feel like I've got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know, and I'm a guy, in case you were wondering, and the first thing I thought of as well, Aaron, is that he told you all about it. He showed you everything. He showed you everything in case you got the wrong idea. Those are all really good signs, and, you know, guys, sometimes we're dopes. We don't understand that fun, playful banter could be assumed by somebody you care about, really care about, outside looking in, as flirting.
Sure, and when you get a text, there's no context to it except how you read it. And we all can read the same sentence completely differently how we're coming into it.
Moral of the story is, Aaron, we think you're making the right choice here.
Thank you.
Okay, well, carry on. I hope things go well with you and your fiance. We really appreciate you sharing your life with us, okay?
I appreciate you, too.